Time Check Radio is pleased to present A Timely Word with host Peter Harris. If you're blessed by this message, please visit acrosticmedia.com to see other resources that you can enjoy. Hi, and welcome back to our series. Hope you've been enjoying so far what we've been doing. You know, before I actually do this, believe it or not, I pray. I ask the Lord to give me guidance. What should I say, Lord? Because there's no point just rambling on. The Bible actually says in a multitude of words, there is sin. And I certainly don't want to ramble, as Mr. King Cole used to sing, rambling rose. I don't want to go on and on and on and on, droning, and just have people turn off. My intention is to encourage you to find peace through Jesus Christ, to form a relationship with Him in what the Bible describes as being born again of the Spirit, something which only God can do for you, but something which you must ask for and actually receive. Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed on His name, He gave the right to become a child of God. And of course, if you already have such a wonderful relationship, then I would like to also encourage you to deepen that relationship, that fellowship and communion with the Maker of heaven and earth. These are tough times we're in, rough, rough times. Bob Marley sang "So Much Trouble in the World." Great song, eh? And so prophetic in many ways. The news is filled with just bad news. I hear people say, boy, I'm tired to turn on the news. I don't want to listen to the radio. I don't want to listen to the television. I don't want to read the newspaper. There's just too much negativity going on. But the reality is we can't escape this planet unless you happen to have one of those tickets that the guy from Virgin Airlines is selling to get you off to the moon somewhere. And even then, what do you do when you're there? I suppose you could do a Mooney. But I am very concerned that as we approach rougher times, what is it we ought to be doing? And so I started by saying that I prayed, what could I say to encourage people who listen to this, no matter what their faith position may be? Even people who don't believe, period. And do you know that this particular time, when I asked the question to the Lord, what should I say? I did not get any clear direction to speak on a particular subject, topic, or even to continue in where I had started. Rather, I believe I heard the Lord say, maybe it's time for some prayer, some silence through the myriad of noise, because we live in a noisy world, don't we? We get up in the morning, we turn the radio on as we shower, we come out, we turn the radio on as we brush our teeth, we turn the TV on as we eat our breakfast while we read the newspaper. We jump into the car, turn the radio on, we go to work. There are voices talking to us. Incessant noise. The tyranny of the urgent crowding out the important. And unless we discipline ourselves to sit quietly, to do some soul searching, some prayer, some thinking, some peace time, I dare say that we are being driven further and further down a road for which leads to who knows. I am therefore saying in this module that I will not be speaking for quite a few weeks. There will be no episode. You know what I'd like you to try? I'd like you to come back to the same spot where you would listen to my modules. And I'd like you to do absolutely nothing but just turn off all noise. Discipline yourself to come back as if you're going to listen to this module. But instead of listening to what I have to say, which will be nothing, I want you to sit quietly and to spend some quiet time reflecting. And I'd like you to pray. I'd like you to have a conversation, talk to Master God, talk to Jesus. Even if you spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I think you're going to find an amazing opportunity to fellowship and to spend some quiet time with the Lord. Pour out your heart. Ask Him any question. Ask Him anything you want. But also take time to just thank Him and to praise Him and see what He says and shares with you. So, the next time you come here, you're going to see something that says silence. I might even just record noise, white noise, and play it, and you could press play and hear the noise as a reminder. Strange, eh? I am to keep quiet. Well, it's time to pray. It's time for us to ask God to help this world, to heal this world, to come, Lord Jesus, come. God bless you.
You've just heard A Timely Word with host Peter Harris. If you were blessed by this message, please visit www.acrosticmedia.com to see other resources that you can enjoy.